This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Have you ever felt like the weight of the world was on your shoulders and you just couldn't get anything right, or nothing goes right in your life and you just couldn't share that burden with anybody else or even wanted to? Well, that just brings me to the overall theme today that we're going to talk about is suffering in silence. Suffering in silence is something that we all struggle with. A lot of people struggle with and nobody talks about or wants to even talk about. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's podcast, of why people suffer in silence and why people feel like they have to do it themselves, the effects that it has on friends and family and just your overall health. So sit back, relax, and tune in with Dev. If this is your first time watching the podcast, my name is Dev, and I created this podcast to kind of be that little voice in the back of your head of all the things that you've been thinking are going on, and just kind of put a name to it and the feelings that you have towards it. It's like as far as mental health and things going on, like positive affirmations in your life and what we can do and certain tips that can help you. So let's get right into the reasons why people feel like they have to suffer in silence. There's a lot of reasons, don't get me wrong, but let's kind of narrow it down and get to the more common ones that a lot of people are feeling. And one is fear of judgment. People fear of getting judged by other people, looking weak and just not seeming like they're okay. And that's a stigma in this world that has been created in our heads from growing up, from a little kid to adulthood now. And we have to realize that that is not okay. It is okay to not be okay. And for other people to know that you're not okay doesn't make you seem weak. Everybody needs help. And we have to be able to realize that needing help is okay. Another reason is the stigma of vulnerability. Being vulnerable is not a bad thing. And there's a lot of stigmas in this world as far as being an adult or just growing up in certain households, and you get labeled a certain thing or you can be called names just by the way that you're perceived. And a lot of times that falls on men and a lot of boys growing up to not be vulnerable, not express your emotions. And I'm not sitting here saying one is right or one is incorrect, but not being able to express your emotions or being vulnerable to where you can express how you feel about certain situations or be able to come to somebody and get advice or just looked at a different way should not be a way that we are thinking or programmed to think, because we have to be able to, as men especially, there are also women, but it's less acceptable for men to be able to go to someone and see a chink in their armor or seem a lot less manly man or stronger than what they appear to be. And we have to get out of that frame of mindset and deprogram and reprogram, especially with the generation going forward, as far as like when we, our generation, are having kids or a certain generation is having kids. Another reason is personal shame or guilt. People don't like to be judged. They don't like to be looked at any other kind of way, or they'll feel bad for making somebody else have to listen to their own problems. And that's us in our own head thinking that people don't care or thinking that nobody can help. And that is far from the truth. And I'm here to tell you today that it's the furthest thing from the truth. There are plenty of people who want to help and are willing to hear. And I promise you, if they're not, you can find somebody. There's a lot of different resources and we'll get to that. But there are people there that are willing to help. Family, friends, coworkers, anybody. And with suffering in silence, there's a lot of consequences to that. There's mental, there's physical, there's a relationship, there's a lot of different things that it impacts. And it's a lot of negative impacts on those things in your daily life. So we can go over those things and just address them and be able to like realize what you're doing and realize how that affects other people and not just yourself. And doing this will have an emotional toll on you. It can lead to other things as far as depression, anxiety, and just like self-isolation to where you feel like everything is on you. And it's not. It's not just on you. You have to realize that it's not just on you. It has a play on your physical health too, as far as migraines, headaches, you feel tired, you sleep a lot, and it just affects your life a lot. And as far as relationships, it can affect your family, friends, your romantic relationships, your coworkers, and just people that encounter in everyday life. And no one deserves to be treated a certain way because the things that you're dealing with. This can cause you to push people away and just affect your relationships in a negative way. And don't feel like you're alone. There's a high percentage of people today who struggle with the same thing of suffering in silence. I did myself for a long time, and I recently got into therapy, and that's something that I really haven't shared with a lot of people. And I just feel like if the things that I'm speaking about is something I'm going to talk about and I'm passionate about, it's something that I'm going to work on myself. And I can say, yes, myself, that I did suffer in silence. And there's a lot of things that I didn't talk about that I thought I could handle that became overwhelming and just played a toll on my life as far as mentally and physically. So I do go to therapy to where that is a outlet for me to be able to talk to somebody and get things off my chest and just be able to express my emotions in a safe place. And that brings me to my point of reaching out and learning how to reach out and be receptive to help, because everybody in this world can use help. There's different types and different ways, but it's just first learning to acknowledge that you are suffering in silence and that you can receive help. So I know that it's hard to be able to want to ask for help. It may seem like you're begging or pleading with somebody, to somebody who doesn't care or will make fun of you or treat you a certain way or look at you a different way. And I promise you, those type of people in your life, it isn't worth having them in your life, because anybody that you truly care about and would trust with even being able to hear those certain things that you have to talk about, just even just daily life problems, they should be able to listen and just be an outlet for you. They don't even have to provide their advice. They can just listen. There's personal relationships that you can reach out to, and there's also professional. You can therapy in 2024 is not looked at as weird. It's not looked at as, oh, they need help or what's wrong with them. It's a more common thing. You probably wouldn't know it. A lot of people that you know probably go to therapy or have had some type of therapy help in their lives, and it's a lot more common than you think, and it's a lot healthier, and it will help you. And I can give you a promise that if you try these things or reach out for some type of help in any type of way that you think, it'll have some benefit on your life. Everybody needs a support system. If it can be one person, your dog, it can be a smallest support system to the biggest family. Because I know not everybody has support systems or the biggest family or anybody that they think. But if you have just one friend, just one family member that you think that you can talk to and just trust with that, and I promise you, that type of course action will help you and benefit you in the long run. And you have to remember that you don't have to go through this alone. You are not alone in this whole like scenario, this whole situation that you're going through, the multiple situations. You're not alone. There's somebody there that you can talk to and will help. And there are a lot of resources as far as professionally. You can look up on Google different hotlines, different counselors, different therapists. And if you even just want to just even DM me on Instagram or just talk to somebody. I'm here to listen, talk. You can join my Discord. That's a lot of like support, and you can speak with like-minded individuals to where you're not alone, and you can join that community and feel like at home, feel at peace, and being able to not suffer in silence anymore and be able to just get the things off your chest. Like I said, you can DM me on Instagram. It's Tune In With Dev, and whatever social media that you have is Tune In With Dev, and if you don't have anybody else, I can be here for you. And I encourage you to take that first step and reaching out and just communicating with somebody, letting somebody know what's going on in your life. It may even just be a simple conversation, but being vulnerable is a strength. It's not a weakness. And I feel like into today's society that we feel like and it seems like it's deemed as a weakness, and it's not. You can call and speak and just, they don't even have to give you advice. Just listen and just have that outlet, because everybody needs an outlet to release frustration, sadness, happiness. And it doesn't matter what it is, because even suffering in silence can be a happy thing. It can be you had something good happen today, but you had nobody to talk to, or you didn't let anybody know, because we all need that sometimes in life. You don't have to carry that pain alone. Sharing that burden may be the first step to healing and helping you on that journey that you're on right now. So to recap what we talked about with suffering in silence and all the things that you can do to help get on that path, that journey, or just the simplified conversation and just reaching out to somebody. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all that are taking the time to listen to this. And I hope that anything that I've said or any of these podcasts can help you in some type of way or just get you started on that journey. We have podcasts coming out every Monday, and it's just my pleasure. And I hope that speaking about mental health, positive affirmations, and just things going on in your life can help you acknowledge or just want to better yourself in that way. So after y'all do subscribe to the channel after this, leave a comment and just let me know something that you appreciated during this podcast or anything that I can speak about or that you would want to hear me speak about. And just thank y'all again. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for stopping by. See y'all next week, next Monday.